Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Worth the Wait by Jamie Beck, performed by Kate Rudd. Prologue. Wilton, Connecticut, 13 years ago. By the time Vivi turned 13, she'd learned not to expect much from life. Tragic accidents could wipe out half your family and then drive your dad to live in the bottom of a bottle. Bullies could ruin a perfectly good day by picking on your cheap clothes or the awkward things you occasionally blurted out. Loneliness could sometimes wrap itself around you so tightly you could barely breathe. But accepting the plain truth of it, that life is hard, also helps you enjoy the little things more. To appreciate the small moments, like eating raw cookie dough right from the yellow package, or waking up with your old dog curled up on your bed, or making a new friend when you simply dreaded the first day of eighth grade in a new town. That last fluke was how she came to be sitting at Kat's kitchen table, at her first ever sleepover, concentrating on the final strokes of a sketch she'd been asked to draw. Kat had been bragging to her mother about Vivi's artistic ability, and Vivi didn't want to disappoint her new friend. She took one last look at the image of the ceramic rooster she'd copied before holding up her work for inspection. Mrs. St. James's eyes widened as her hand flattened against her breastbone. "Oh, Vivi! This is wonderful. May I keep it?" "Sure," Vivi nodded, delighted by the praise. Kat passed the bag of Oreos back across the table. Vivi snatched three more and sat back in her chair. Contentment washed through her, prompting a happy sigh. But her peace of mind fell apart as soon as Kat's two older brothers burst through the kitchen door, both sweaty from lacrosse practice. Although Vivi hadn't yet met them, she knew David was the brainy high school senior, Jackson the rowdy sophomore. Like Kat, they'd inherited their mother's Spanish beauty. All three siblings boasted glossy dark hair, soulful brown eyes, and an olive complexion, the total opposite of Vivi's wide-set blue eyes and fair hair. Vivi noticed David kissed his mom hello on the cheek before he went to the stove, lifted the lid off a pot, and sniffed its contents. Jackson flashed a friendly smile when introduced to Vivi, but then immediately turned his attention to Kat. "I need to steal you for a sec, sis." He jerked his thumb toward the living room. Kat rolled her eyes and leaned toward Vivi.
"What do you want to bet?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?